Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
Hey, we got plenty going on here. We got Reds at Rockies tonight. How about De La Cruz scoring on a choppa? Get to the choppa.
I don't know, man. The guy's sick.
Did you see that? Have you seen the video?
Yeah.
I mean, he scored on a chopper. Get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper.
It was a chopper to the pitcher, and he beat the throw home.
It shouldn't be possible. It shouldn't be attempted. It shouldn't be tried.
Well, he attempted it like the first inning, and he was out, but he would have been safe if he'd gotten the bag. And he just he slid wide of the bag. I mean...
The guy's absolutely incredible. Like the Reds may not make the playoffs or anything like that. Maybe they will. I don't know. But, he is so much fun to watch.
Yeah. they're going to get a look at him here at the All-Star game, too. He's got 45 stolen bases in the air when no one's stealing bases like that.
Is he going to do the Home Run Derby? Have they announced those guys yet?
I don't know. I hope not. Those guys always seem to get worse the second half of the season when they do it. So
That's true.
I don't know. I just wish they would go back to letting them play in their own uniforms. Play in the Reds uniform,
I love that. When I was a kid, I thought that was normal.
When they changed it, I'm like, what are they doing?
Yeah, what are we doing? Why are we...
It's like going away from the dunking Cardinal. Oh, wait. Yeah,
we did that for a bit.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Why did we? Oh, we ever go away from that?
Great question. I don't know. I mean, I think sometimes you feel like we gotta change things up, but you don't. You don't have to change anything up.
No,
you just keep doing what you were doing.
You really don't. We got Nate on the line here. Wants to start this hour off. Nate, welcome and good morning.
It was something always when I was a kid. And I loved to turn the All Star game on. You see Mark McGwire wearing that Oakland jersey.
Yeah.
Jose Canseco wearing that Oakland jersey. You're like, yeah, those are my guys from my team.
Yeah,
and they had homes and away. I mean, you had darks and lights, and that's the way the uniforms. That's the way it should be. You don't need American and national uniforms. That's dumb.
Yeah,
but
that's dumb.
Okay, you guys were talking about the Mickey Mantle and the baseball cards. So my old man, anytime somebody even says the word Mickey Mantle, he will go on a 5-minute rant about when he was a kid. How he had a Mickey Mantle baseball card and a clothespin on his bicycle in the spokes to make the motorcycle noises, and he said that's his favorite story of all times. And I sent him the story about the $2 million Mickey Mantle rookie card, and I'm sure he's still probably laying in the middle of the floor, about wadded up in a ball ready to cry.
And I agree with the texter said, you have a buyer before you steal it. I agree with that.
Oh yeah, you probably do.
Yeah. That's probably correct. That's probably a correct statement.
Yeah.
And I will tell you right now that I anybody listening out there, radio land, you have a buyer for a box of Little Debbie Christmas tree cakes if you can get a hold of them right now. Throw that out there.
Yeah.
I don't really care about no Mickey Mantle cards, but if you got a box of them jokers, hit me up on Face.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, y'all be good.
All right, Nate, appreciate it. Tech says, Drew just broke the news to me that the All-Star don't wear their jerseys anymore. It tells me how much attention I paid to baseball.
Well, you know, when it comes down to the All-Star game, like, I don't know that I really even watch the All-Star game anymore as much as I just tune in for the Home Run Derby. Like, I know, Home Run Derby is all you need to really do.
Really? Yeah, but I think the All-Star still gets a better number, but it's I just like it better. I just like it better when they did the, because it's not like a basketball game where you have to have, you know, I can't tell who's on my team. You know, there's only one or, you know, at most there's three people on the bags, you know?
Right. No. And, you know, and then this year it's going to be in Texas, down there where the Texas Rangers play in Arlington. I loved it when it was in Colorado, you know, just play the Home Run Derby in that thin air and let the balls go. Let the balls go crazy. You know, I thought that was a lot of fun. I can't remember. Is that 2 years ago that they did that? It was just a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah. We'll let you hop on in here. 267-9680 is the number to get in. Text us. We have an issues with our app, with our streaming of the ESPN Louisville app. I don't know. Sometimes,
hopefully not the app.
Sometimes on those, delete it and restart it is what I would say. Like, delete it and reinstall it. I don't know why, but that's the equivalent of the old turn it off, turn it on. Seems to help.
We got all sorts of stuff going on. We got our pets' heads are falling off. That's what's going on.
Our pets' heads are falling off. What is this?
From Dumb and Dumber?
From Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
Got no food. We've got no jobs.
It wasn't made in the 80s, Chase.
Yeah, I know. So... Do we really have problems, or is that was just you're throwing that line?
It's just a joke because our mouse doesn't work.
Yeah.
Maybe our app doesn't work. Like our pets' heads
are falling off. Okay.
Yeah, it's just a thing.
Yeah. Let's see. So this is funny. I don't know who, like, this person says. I was at the swim meet last night, and apparently I've seen the app. Are you familiar with the app Game Changer?
I am not familiar with the app Game Changer. I've heard you talk about it.
I think Issel used that to watch his grandkids play baseball. Right?
Okay.
Like, we don't want you. It's more of instantly, like, there's somebody telling you, okay, 2-1 count. Like, they're clicking the button. You know, okay. So you can pull the app up and get almost real time information.
Okay.
About your kid's game. Excuse me. And I assume they use it with softball as well. I asked Chase with soccer, says they don't really have that. But it is
I think I've heard Strebel talk about it for his kids too.
I've seen Darren watch it to do it. And, you know, to watch it while, you know, his son's playing. You know, if you can't be there, it gives you, you know, as much real time data as you can. And it's great. it can be. And you can apparently upload clips.
Okay.
You know, so if somebody's there and they're like, hey, here's what the double looked like. You know, you can see the double and you can tell what's going on. But, you know, there's nobody policing this.
Okay.
So last night at swim meet, mom comes up and goes, have you seen what happened at with the Game Changer app? I was what happened? Well, apparently, somebody was going number two on the pot and did not realize that they were uploading the clip.
No.
Now... So you've got I would say it is from the frontal view because the shorts are down and you do see a solid coming from, you know, in the background.
Oh!
Somebody accidentally uploaded a clip of them taking a dump.
Does that dump qualify?
That's a
qualify?
Game changer, all right.
We're at qualifications. Does that dump qualify? That's what I want to know. That's so good.
No. I mean, you ruined something that can't be ruined almost there. I mean,
that's so funny, man.
And here's the thing. Obviously, at this point, no one's fessing up to it. No one knows who uploaded it.
Oh, nobody knows who did it?
Yeah, no one knows who uploaded it.
I think this is a mystery that should go unsolved.
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know. Because
Do we need to investigate?
You want
to
talk about something going viral amongst, you know, middle-aged East End people?
Oh,
it's this. So it was like somebody going, oh, look, cool. Somebody uploaded a clip. And it's like, oh, what the hell is this? You know. I don't know if we have any tip line information on this. You know,
Why do we need to investigate the pocket poop? That's what I want to know. Like, somebody obviously did it in the by mistake. Nobody.
But was some? Now I've got a lot of questions here. Okay. Why would you be taping that?
Well, he didn't know he was taping it.
If you're uploading, like, okay, here's a question I have. Was it uploaded, like, live, or was it uploaded, like, from your photo gallery accidentally? Maybe somebody's getting ready to upload something, got distracted.
Oh,
but that,
yeah,
but,
I don't
but
know why
that,
you would upload
that. But if that,
that
clip was in there, what are we doing?
I mean, there are a lot of people
I got
that
a lot of
have
questions
a lot of weird things that they do. I've never heard of that particular weirdness. But it would not shock me if that was in somebody's photo gallery, just knowing how humans work. You know, that's a whole other thing. In this particular instance, though, I would have to say that this person probably thought this probably happened on accident. Is how
I love Keith Pointer. New definition of the dump button.
The dump clip. So there's going to be a full on Owl Creek investigation.
Oh,
this.
I don't think it's Owl. No, this is like, you know, this is one of those little league teams that ever, you know, that's multi neighborhood, you know, whatever.
Got it. Yeah. So this is going to be a multi. This is going to be like Interpol, all sorts of neighborhoods coming together to figure out who did the dump.
Yeah. Well, but who taped it? Who tapes it? Why was it a good enough angle that you can tell what's going on? That's the other question I have. That's
what I was wondering.
Yeah.
Like, why is your phone, like, if, you know, you get your phone in your hand.
It's a tough
like,
angle.
That's not.
Without having seen it, going based on your both reactions here, it seems like it was filmed intentionally if it's a good angle.
It's odd. It's almost like, it seems like it's, like, accidental, but they also, at the same time, it's the perfect angle as well. I don't know, man. Lots of questions.
Texas
Blank is very defensive about Poopgate. Maybe it was him. No. Texas, you can live stream in Game Changer. People put a phone or iPad in the backstop, and after the game, it automatically pulls the clips based on player at bats, pitchers, etc., creating highlights and everything. Okay, so I've never seen any uploaded clips like that. So maybe it was at the moment that someone hit a home run. And someone saw that someone on the app, or the app saw that someone was live.
Oh, so it was live,
maybe,
and they like
it.
Forgot to turn it off.
Maybe I don't know, man. I got lots of questions.
That is that's very strange, very very strange. But I'm getting texts from people saying that it has to be an accident, you know, because it's live. I don't know though, man.
How could you see it? How could you have your phone set up that you can see it?
Yes.
I don't know.
You have to see the footage. Yeah.
I'm not downloading Game Changer. I can tell you that.
Yeah,
I don't
look, oh, you will. Like if your kids play softball or whatever, like it's a great app. Like you can tell real time.
Is it cool?
Well, it's just real time, you know, knowing what's going on. It's not like, you know, you get an update after somebody walked or got hit, like, you know, it's a, you know, fastball outside, you know, it's a, you know, it's 1-1, swing and a foul ball. You know, like, you know, all of it going on.
That's, you know, well, that is really nice, but if I can possibly be taking a leak or something like that and film it and upload it, I'd opt out of all video.
Texas says, how did they get a video of dump and not get any genitalia? Oh, they got that.
Oh, he got that too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well then somebody should be able to ID.
Can you ID it, Mark?
I mean, I imagine they're like snowflakes, you know? Like, there's not one, like, they're all a little bit different. Like the spots on Butterfly.
Mm-hmm. You keep going down that road, yeah. You just keep going down that road. We have some sort of controversy. So, I don't know. I just thought that was funny. Because I'm sure plenty of parents out there listened and use, you know, Game Changer.
That's pretty funny. Let us know if there's a John Bull investigation.
No, I don't think we'll do that. Although one John Bull investigation, speaking of wins for Mark, you know, you got another one.
Yeah, that's right. And it is awesome. So John Bull did his report on Africanza, who has been just a really kind of a not a good, you know, community partner of the Highlands. And when you have more police calls than days.
Yeah. There's one variable. It's not like, oh, it's shared blame. No. It's one place.
It's one place. They've closed up shop, so they've tucked their tail and they're running. And I don't know if they're going somewhere else, but you know, props to John Bull, props to my dad, props to Alcohol Beverage Control, who the day after the John Bull report, posted the notice saying, listen, this is not okay. LMPD, the new police chief deputy, was deputy, now chief, Paul Humphrey, they put their money where their mouth was. They did something about it, and props to them. There are council people who, Ben Reno Weber, which we knew you weren't going to take a stand with the hyphen, Mr. Hyphenated is what we're going to call you now. You didn't have anything to do with this. You didn't have anything to do with it. You said you were going to do some stuff forever, and the Highlands was asking you to, and you didn't do anything for the Highlands. So John Bull, my dad, ABC, police chief, they finally did. Okay, so we're only slightly irritated this morning that you're trying to take some small victory lap because you didn't do anything. We asked you to.
This is John Bull and Mark Blankenbaker, the original.
That's right, the original Mark Blankenbaker Senior. I didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. I just passed some phone numbers along. That's all I did. I just connected people. And then they took it from there. John Bull did the drill down work. And so, you will now forever here to there be known as Mr. Hyphenated, because you've got to take a stand for your community. We did. You didn't. And congratulations, Highlands. You have your cornerback.
You won. It sounds like you lost.
We won. This is what winning sounds like.
All right, let's go to John up next. John, welcome in. Good morning. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, Drew.
Hey. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Hey, I was just calling in about the game changer situation. We actually had that actually happen with our team over in Indiana before with a grandfather taking the video of him going to the restroom during the middle of the game.
Oh. Okay, so how does it work? So if you opt in, you're watching the game in game changer.
Correct. So you're off the end, and it's you're not watching it. You can watch it live, or you can watch it kind of like a robot, like a arcade game, where they're saying ball one, ball two, mm-hmm. something like that. So when you're watching it, and there's a button that says go live, well, that means you're videotaping it. That means you get to watch it. That means you're going to videotape.
Okay.
So he pushed that button thinking he was going to watch it live. No. Everybody else is going to watch you live if you push that button.
Okay. So that's what happened. Somebody... So could you hit that and then be doing something else on your phone, too, and not realizing it's recording?
He could be, like, say, he's watching the game, the robot way, the arcade game. He sits down, so he's like, I'm going to watch it live now. And he hits that, and everybody's going to see what's going on at that point. So, yes.
Yeah. No, that's so that explains it. So that could happen.
That absolutely could happen. He hit it live thinking he was going to watch it live, and unfortunately, everybody got to watch him live at that point.
Has that happened any other times, or is that just a one time and everybody goes, hey, here's what you need to know?
Well, I know he only did it one time because the phone call was made, hey, Dad, turn it off.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm getting a lot of texts saying, we've seen some people like sitting in their recliner chairs trying to watch the game, and
That's it.
Yeah.
So sometimes you're sitting in the recliner, sometimes you're sitting on the toilet.
Texas, there's a go live button. He said, my mom was trying to watch my nephew's tournament in Florida and accidentally live streamed her feet from her recliner for 15 minutes. The parents in Florida had no idea what was going on. Buddy Ryan on here? What the hell? Yeah.
Well, I guess it could have been worse, really.
Yeah. Well, good to know, John. Well, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys.
So there you go. Maybe we're out here saving people from themselves. The go live button. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Very afraid of the go live button. Yeah. You're not watching live. You're going live.
Yes. And whatever you're doing, they're going to see.
I love it. But no, that's cool. And then thank you very much to John Bull and ABC. Just to wrap that all up in one.
Well, it's not ABC. Oh, no, not the network ABC. Alcohol Beverage Control. Gotcha.
Because some people sometimes complain about ABC, whatever. But
college kids, that's about it.
College kids. But and I think some bars and restaurants probably get irritated at some points, but they did a good thing. So, props to them. So, Kelly Dickey has his list out.
Okay, we'll do that on the other side.
Perfect.
We'll do that on the other side here as we roll along with you this morning. Don't forget about our friends over at DFH Company. You want to get that. So Train has bought the Mitsubishi. So the Train Mitsubishi Mini Split, which we have in our studio, and it's a name that does not describe it at all. I don't know who thought of the name Mini Split. It doesn't describe anything. It's a ductless, piece of
equipment.
Yeah, it's a ductless air conditioner that has, superpowers. I mean, you get that room, cooled down or heated up so you can actually use it. And they've got it over there right now for you over at, as they always have, excuse me, over there at DFH Company. And right now, they're going to give their military, first responders, nurses, and educators the comfort they deserve because Hero homeowners can get up to $825 in instant rebates on a Trane Mitsubishi electric ductless equipment. So call DFH for details, 968-6222. Perfect for those hard, cool areas of the home. Easy installation for faster comfort. And it's the Trane Mitsubishi electric ductless equipment. God, it needs a nickname.
God, it really
somebody
does.
Wrote that copy who has never spoken that copy. Trane Mitsubishi electric ductless equipment. Look, whoa. Mitsubishi, they bought you. You don't get to have the electric on there, too. It's the Trane Mitsubishi ductless
wow.
equipment. The electric
yeah,
part,
a lot.
Too many syllables, awkward word, get it out of the copy, which I will. But I'd say these damn things work like nothing you've ever seen. They're quiet.
They really do.
They're amazing. The people that I've not met one person who has had one of these installed who has regretted it. They have all said, it is great. I have my house back. So if you would like to do that and not have to call it the name that requires a nickname, just call DFH. You know, DFHcompany.com. And, talk to Alex Inkybine over there. He's one of the H's. That's where the name comes from. DFH Company. Online, DFHcompany.com.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
Back at it here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680, 105.7. We'll have Reds at Rockies tonight at 6:40. Looking at the rest of the schedule this week, we got Louisville Sports Live tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Cool. And don't forget, a couple of weeks, we got the TBT. And I need somebody to run a little experiment with me this morning because the TBT Lou 15 was working just fine.
Oh.
And then I got people saying that it wasn't. And the TBT people told me something else. Wow. So I might need someone to see if TBT Lou 15 works as seamlessly as it did last week.
Well, the TBT, the tournament, they were giving props to Louisville fans the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Basically saying, like, that we're killing the ticket sales, that we
awesome.
Are way out in front. And you know, that is – and it looks like that the La Familia, the Kentucky's TBT team, is trying to kind of catch up because Louisville is currently – about they've sold about double the tickets of the Kentucky TBT team, almost 4,000, according to the chart. And this is as of yesterday morning. So I don't know what happened yesterday, but
sure.
That was the last update.
Now, and there's some thought that you click the unlock button as you're buying them. I don't know. I've never done that. I was like, I don't even know how you write that in the copy. So I just want to make sure it needs to be as seamless as it can. We people have, you know, we'll draw a crowd. People will funnel to it. But we got to get it. Make sure they're getting it right. Because believe me, you got. But when you get that many people involved, Ticketmaster and teams and all, it's like somebody's going to click something they shouldn't. And
sure,
you know, it just happens. Not anything sinister. Like that at all. Okay, so again, we got Reds and Rockies and then Reds and Marlins later in the week. Speaking of baseball, Aaron Flaker is on the line and is a made man in the short guy mafia, and just like me. And he's got some news for it's pretty big news. So, Aaron, welcome in. Good morning.
Hey, thanks, Drew. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Yeah, so the two biggest travel teams combined yesterday. You're tied into baseball. You tell me it's important. I know you're deep in it. Tell me what happened and what it means.
Yeah, so you know, just to kind of preface it with the first merger back in 2020, right during COVID, actually, but we didn't announce until after the organization that I created, a not-for-profit called Louisville Sting, that was primarily youth teams. We merged with the Vipers, and there are lots of guys playing college baseball now that played for those two organizations. We decided to put those two not-for-profits together just to better serve the community, and our theme back then was Stronger Together. And we meant it. That's why we did it, because we just felt like we could serve our community better. And this is basically just another, you know, another version of that, but with what I would consider now to be the two big clubs in Louisville, the Legends, and then you got Viper Sting, all coming together. Which there's so many great benefits we can get to here in a minute, but that's in essence, it's two more not-for-profits that are serving our community and youth baseball on the travel side, of course, meaning not recreational league baseball. But, yeah, we're all coming together, and we've been working on this for months, to be honest, and it finally went public yesterday, so that's what we're talking about.
So it's the same. Is it the same number of opportunities? I mean, you combine two teams into one, it sounds like it doesn't, but I'm sure you've obviously thought about that.
Yeah, so with the merger of these organizations, it's really not one plus, or was it one, whatever the math is where you're eliminating necessarily, because yeah, that's not our goal. If we're going to be a not-for-profit here serving the community, then right, we need to be inclusive instead of exclusive. We were probably, you know, I want to say around 40-ish teams before that, and it looks like we're going to be, you know, we're trying to keep them all. We're not trying to get rid of any of these youth teams, especially because that's the future of our city and our organization and the crux of what we're trying to do in developing baseball players to give them more opportunities to be a better high school player, which is kind of our initial goal with the youth guys as they make their way up. And then, you know, secondarily, if some of them choose to and are good enough, you know, they'll go on to play at colleges just like a lot of our alumni have at Louisville and all over the country. So,
but to have indoor and outdoor facilities, I mean, it seems like the indoor, particularly when you get, you know, this far north, is a big deal.
Yeah, so obviously some people may not understand the travel ball life cycle or annual cycle, but some people might say it never stops.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of parents might say that.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing better than that meme, right? The guy go, well, we win this tournament, we go to Costa Rica. It's going to cost you $32,000, and that'll qualify us for the Guatemalan tournament, right?
As a guy who runs tournaments and on the travel ball side, I got a heck of a chuckle out of that video. Sometimes in anything in life, you know this, Drew, we got to laugh at ourselves a little bit and realize that, yeah, there's pitfalls in any sport. You know, as a parent, I had two kids that played travel baseball growing up. They're not playing anymore, but I know the pitfalls. I see them. We try to avoid them the best we can and you know, try to provide just as many good things. You know, everybody wants to talk about the negative, of course, but and even in something like this, you know, you'll have people on Twitter, sure, they saying it or whatever, or this is crazy, you're going to, you know, whatever, you're ruining whatever travel ball. No, we're not. Like, I can promise you we're not, because we're not-for-profit. Our board works for $0. They're guys like myself who are pouring our hearts and souls into just making sure that we protect baseball and it's, you know, at its lower levels, its infancy, where kids are coming up in this community, because we want high school baseball to be better. We want Louisville and Bellarmine and the other surrounding state and, you know, county, these colleges. We have tons of colleges in the state of Kentucky that people don't even know that have pretty solid baseball programs. So we look at kind of our job as the caretaker of that, because we're at the grassroots. We're down at the bottom, and we take that seriously. It's something that I'll continue to do as long as I can in this city. I've got some really great minds with me. Aaron Beard, who started the Vipers years ago, son Logan, who a lot of people on this call may be familiar with, that played at Louisville till this year. He's one of our directors and leaders, and the guys from Legends, Jason Brunstetter and Kevin Judd. I grew up playing against and with those guys as teenagers, so you know, they were kind of the spearhead on the Legends side, and then Brian Wise was kind of the spearhead on our Vipers thing side. He's a heck of a leader and really cares about the kids and their families, and that's what this is about. This is a community-driven merger. Some people want to say, "Well, somebody's making money." We're not. We can show you the budget if you really want to see it. But
you're a 501c3, really, you can see it, right? I mean, that's kind of the deal.
Yep.
Yeah, but 40 teams, 450-ish kids. I mean, we're going to represent a big part of this community. I mean, that is a it's a big thing. I was getting texts. A lot of our guys were getting texts from college coaches around the area, high school coaches around the area yesterday. So I feel like when we've made those people happy with what we've done, then we've probably done our job, because they see the inherent value in us partnering together.
Yeah, absolutely. Aaron Flaker with us here. And how much, you know, at the college level of the NIL, and probably for baseball, the biggest thing is guys can not have student loans if they're, you know, Division I caliber players. But what's the trickle-down effect of that to the youth leagues?
You talking about NIL specifically?
Well, no, just like, I mean, I know that's what they have. Like, the NIL, obviously in college, that's changed things. But does that change things for the high school and the travel teams for you? Like, is there, I just don't know. I'm not even necessarily if money changes, but the fact they can get full scholarships, it's got to change some of the outlook for some of it. But what is it? There's got to be some trickle-down effect. I don't know what it would be.
Yeah, right now I would say minimal to none. I mean, there's obviously, the key word is yet, as we know in any sports, especially collegiate sports, how that's changing so fast, and we're seeing how that's affecting local schools, you know, in our area collegiately. High school, I haven't been fortunate to have been involved on that side as well. So yet, nothing much, definitely not at the youth level. I mean, it's kind of its own animal, if you will. It has its own challenges and issues, but also lots of great benefits for these young kids. But there hasn't been any trickle down yet. But
do guys view things differently? You know, like it used to be, guys had to go to like junior college if they weren't quite ready to play. Does NIL, open up options beyond junior college? Or, I mean, it seems like, you know, you got a lot of strategy now for some guys is to go to a smaller D1 school, play there, and then, you know, maybe transfer out. But, you know, I just didn't know what it's done to that sort of thing.
Yeah, so there's several layers to that. I would say that not really. I don't think. You know, I mean, I think obviously you're talking about mostly that older ages or guys entering college, and we have within our Louisville Baseball Club, which is the name of the new organization. Aaron Beard, who's very familiar with how this works, is kind of going to be directing the high school program along with coaches from both the Viper Sting and Legends groups. So these guys have, like, we at our high school level, we have guys that really have their tentacles in these college programs. And a lot of people don't understand this, but you do, because we've talked about this on your show before when it comes to UofL and 502 Circle and all that, is that there's 11.7, and I don't want to get the weeds of college baseball. And that appears to be changing soon, that'll be changing, and that coupled with how the NIL is going and where it may go back into the hands of the colleges, it sounds like. And so I think we're going to have to continue to keep our eyes and ears on it. But honestly, we're, you know, even though we have lots of great connections with the, we'll call it the, you know, the Asburys and the Midways and the, you know, the Campbellsvilles, and not just the Louisvilles, and you hear Louisville's name a lot, and Bellarmine, of course, they're local, but not just the Division I schools, but we're, you know, Hanovers and, you know, small schools up in Indiana. Like, we've got coaches that have really, really good ends with these colleges. And, you know, like I said, we're trying to get these kids into high schools to compete and represent our community, because we have great high school baseball in this area, great high school baseball. And we look, again, at our job as the caretaker of that and making sure that if we're going to be community-based, that's our job. Get them ready to play at Trinity or St. X or Mayo, Ballard, Eastern, you know, the Bullet schools, the Oldham schools. We have really good baseball, not just in Louisville, but in our surrounding counties. And we're excited to be able to do that, especially with our new expanded facilities that we have. So I don't know if you mind if I talk about that for a second. But we had a 10,000-square-foot facility right behind the Academy Sports. They're in Middletown. It's a beautiful facility. It's just about, I think we've had it for about three, four years. We just signed an extension lease where we've taken over an additional 12,000 square feet. So that when people say, well, what does this do? Like, you know, is it more teams, less teams? Is it better facilities? Yes, it's better facilities. We're going to have way more opportunities, including an arm care. You know, arm care is one of the hot topics in our industry, where guys are just getting overused and overdone, and then they get to the point where NIL, what you talked about, matters, or committing to a Division I school matters. And they're just flat. Their arms are done. So we're going to be able to do things together that we just could not do as effectively as frankly rival clubs. And we've put, you know, I said this on Twitter yesterday, and I mean it. Anything I've ever done good in my life, you get the right people in the room, and the right mindset, and the right goals, morals, ethics, and values, you can do about anything you want. I really believe that. And And with this and the expanded facilities and the better access, and we're going to have cool uniforms too, by the way. Can't leave that out. I'm not sure how to say the 52-year-old guy that I like swagger. I guess it's okay to. I'm still a swagger guy. I might not be as swaggy as I used to be, but I believe in these young guys having something. I mean, look at all the City Connect. You talked about MLB a minute ago on the lead in about the Reds and whatever. You see these City Connect jerseys that the Reds and the Dodgers. I don't know if you saw the one that Will Smith the other night had on that when he's hitting bombs, the cool City Connect stuff they're doing and the alt. They call them alt jerseys where, like, the St. Louis is wearing, like, the Lou across their chest or FTL on the hat. Like, the old days of just the C on the Reds hat and the NY on the Yankees, that those days appear to be gone in terms of traditionalist baseball. Like, they're really listening to their audience and their community, and the games have gotten shorter. I was watching the Reds game last night. MLB game in, like, 2 hours and change. Like, that's great, man. That'll get more people watching. And again, we're trying to take if that's happening at the top level, then let's take that down to the younger guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's give them something cool they can wear to make them feel connected. That's why we went with Louisville Baseball Club. You probably saw the logo. It's got the bat in it with the kind of in the shape of the fleur-de-lis. If you look at all the iconic sports brands around the city of Louisville, the Redbirds from back in the day, Louisville FC, Racing Louisville, all those, the city of Louisville's logo, our tourism logo. That's the thing that kind of holds our city together, it appears, and we decided let's use it, let's put a bat on it, and let's pick up the banner of Louisville and let's really represent our community and try to do a lot of things better so that our families can have something that they're proud to be part of.
Aaron Flaker with us here, 93 in the Ville, ESPN 680-1057. Now let's talk about the college level a little bit. I mean, you were synonymous with NIL and University of Louisville baseball as it gets. You know, what is the situation? You know, what is the situation here? How do fans need to get involved? Is there enough NIL money for Louisville baseball to be what it's been in the past?
No.
Good answer.
It's a two-letter answer.
Yeah.
No. And, people, the NIL thing, it's just, I think you and I talked about this offline. It's just a tough conversation for some people. Some people just don't still either get it or they're like, I don't know, man. I don't know about just donating money and it going directly to a player, but or I want to give to more like facilities, which Dan's been on here a million times talking about what Louisville baseball needs. So, but the answer is no. I mean, no. People have been asking us on Twitter, well, what we have, people say things that just make my head spin because I know it's not true, and you try to defended, and how do you know?
Right.
I'm just telling you, like, the top SEC schools are 500 to a million total in baseball. We're talking about college baseball, right? So ACC, I've been told, is probably in that 350, 500 range, and we're not near that. Like, we're not moving the needle enough. And I get the sensitivities to giving to that or not, but you're asking me the question, do we have enough? Are we getting closer? Yes, I do believe so. Obviously we could have Dan Furman on to talk about this.
Sure.
He's doing a great job of 502 Circle and killing it in football and basketball. But yeah, we got to do better in baseball, folks. If you can't sit there and keyboard warrior everything out and talk about how this coach needs to go or this person's lost their touch, or you don't understand the reality of what's going on in college sports. If that's your opinion, like, you're just a fan on a keyboard. But if you listen to what I'm saying, the answer is no, we don't. Like, we got to do better. We still need to do better on the facility side. That's just being frank. Like, we're falling behind the ACC right now, and we're definitely behind the SEC, which, that's fine. That is everybody's crown jewel, college baseball and where the champions are coming from right now. But the ACC is not far behind, but we're becoming farther behind the ACC. So if you're asking me to say, does Dan McDonald need help from his fan base? Yes. He does. He'll continue to need help. And it can't just be, five of us or three of us or ten of us. It takes hundreds of us. And it doesn't even take a lot. Like, a little bit helps here and there. When you see these, these portal announcements for these college athletes committing to Louisville baseball, like, probably most of them are getting something. Like, because they're being offered something somewhere else, and our players are being offered more other places, and they're deciding to stick with us. So what's that tell you about Dan McDonald? When you got guys turning down SEC deals to stay here and be a Louisville Cardinal.
Well, and I'm curious too. Like you mentioned, I think there's a mentality in Louisville to you have to overcome, or people like, people can choose to do whatever they want with their money. You've chosen to support the program. You've done it in the past with facilities, and you, I'm sure you probably had to overcome the notion of I got to give these players money too. What the hell? But why did you get, why have you overcome that, or how?
I think it's just a little bit of both. Like you gotta kind of, you know, if you're a fan and you can't, and you're in a position where you can do things to help, whether it be facilities, NIL, you know, 502 circle, season tickets, you know, going to these banquets, these kickoff and leadoff banquets, which Coach McDonald's going to talk about this soon. We're going to do something pretty cool, I think, with the banquet this year, but to change it up a little bit. But you know, you got to, if you can do something, then do something. If you can't, then, you know, mm-hmm. be a fan and continue to support how you can. But, you know, one of the things that I'm this is turning into a separate conversation, but man, we got some of these guys, these players that played in this program that know what Dam and Golf stands for, that used it as a springboard. It's time for those guys to step up. It is. It's time for them to be called on, not called out, but called on. Like, you got guys that played in this community growing up as a kid that are making it. You know, we got tons of big leaguers now. If you turn on an MLB game about any night, you could find a Louisville baseball player on your television. And all these summer cards, all these guys that are getting ready to go pro in the next couple of years. And we've got guys covering them on Twitter, what they're doing all summer long up in the Cape Cod and the Northwoods League. Like, those dudes are playing high-level baseball and coming back here to entertain us for maybe, if we're lucky, another year, two or three. And then those guys are going to go on to make it. And the hope has to be, just like we're doing with this Louisville Baseball Club and our youth and our community, you have to give your time, you know, if you've got resources to give. If we want baseball to be good, it starts down here where we're at Louisville Baseball Club, and it goes all the way up through Louisville, and it doesn't stop. And then when you, if you're in the system and you get out and you can give back someday, like some of these players that have made it through University of Louisville Baseball, like, then do it. Like, if you want it to be great, it's just the world of college athletics has changed, man. It's like so different, and it takes money. And adaptation, you know, as things continue to evolve.
Hey, Aaron, if I could jump in for a second, I just have a question. You know, how far away are we from where we need to be in NIL? Is it attainable? Does it feel like it's too far away? Or is it, like, really not that much money? And then also, if they do fully fund baseball scholarships and they do a roster limit, if that does come to pass, how much does that help Dan and kind of fill this gap? Because there would, if you're a Louisville Cardinal, you're not paying to play at that point.
Right. Yeah. I don't think we're talking ACC where we need to be in there. I mean, that's the conference we're in. Like, you know, yes, we compete with the SEC on an occasional midweek game, or every once in a while, like an early season, or like this Texas thing we're going to play in the next year. We'll play some SEC schools, but at the end of the day, we're competing. Mostly, I would say, the ACC. And yes, the gap is not insurmountable, I don't think. I just think it takes more of us, you know, getting creative to find other ways in the community to spark more interest in Louisville baseball. You know, Dan's favorite line of, are you interested or committed? It's a good one. It's a good one for all of us to look at. I've used it in my personal life sometimes. Am I just interested in this or committed? If I'm just interested, then, you know, sometimes we maybe should step aside and do something else. But if I'm really behind something, you know, again, I'm not to a shameless plug to keep tying back in what we originally called in about, but I'm committed to Louisville Baseball Club. I'm doing this because I want young kids to have something to be really proud of as they get older, to say, I was a part of that. And maybe they were part of Viper Stinger Legends, and now they're part of Louisville Baseball Club, and maybe eventually they're part of Louisville Baseball. But, you know, you've got to be committed, and we just need a few more people to be a little bit more committed, and we can close that gap pretty quickly to answer your question. And then from the way I understand it, I'm still learning this changes that are coming our way, but the way I understand it is that there's like a 1 or 2 year period here until things change.
Right.
That what you guys obviously are hearing some of the same things I'm hearing. Like, we've got this time we've got to cover with NIL, and even then it's not going to perfectly just – somebody's going to come wave a magic wand over the University of Louisville Athletic Department and drop, was it 20-something?
22 million,
that's not going to happen either, but it's going to be a different challenge, I'm told. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to spin a little bit, and we just got to kind of survive and be a little more committed for a year or two till these changes happen. And, you know, but the scholarship thing would help a lot. Like, you know, they obviously added another coach. I think that was – another paid coach. Was that this year? Do you guys remember?
Yeah, was it last? I thought it was last year. Yeah.
But anyway, college baseball and softball picked up an additional coach.
The next step is more Scalies, and then, you know, you still got this Alston money thing that floats out there, which is basically paying that college athletes to not live below the poverty line.
By the way, I just love all the criticism. Dan McDonald doesn't like NIL or transfers. Like, did you not hear the show we did last year in this studio for an hour? That's what we were dedicated to doing with you in there, Aaron? I mean,
it's just a false narrative. It's just not true. And
it's a lie.
I mean, a couple of times on Twitter. It's just a lie. To say Dan McDonald has not embraced the NIL or portal, it's just wrong.
Maybe say he worships the devil, too. I mean, like, if we're going to make stuff up, let's go all the way. You know, he's a devil worshiper, too. Like, what the hell?
Worships the devil while you're at it.
It's crazy. Well, and wrap up, what's the website, again, or how can they find you with, obviously, the merger of these two teams? What's the best way to go about doing that?
Yeah, we've got a lot of information out there, obviously, on any of our Twitter. We've still got teams playing right now. Well, that's the other thing, is we've still got Viper Sting and Legends team that will hit the field for about the next, 30 days. So we still have individual Twitter accounts right now. We're working on getting that done and combined. But, if you go to Legends Baseball's Twitter, Vipers Baseball's Twitter, or any of the Facebook and Instagram pages, you can kind of connect to get the press release. Or our new website is loubsbclub.com, loubsbclub.com. We just posted our tryouts that are coming up in late July and August, depending on what age you are. But all ages are, we have different teams, because what you alluded to earlier, we're going to have multiple teams at all age levels, which is a beautiful thing. Like, we'll be able to do some things for the community. Like, we can scrimmage within ourselves and not feel like you got to, drive to Atlanta, Georgia just to get a few games in. There's some things that we didn't get to that are obviously subtle inherent values of being together. But anyway, just come be a part of our program. Check us out. We've got a lot of good people that have a lot of, concern for our community and doing what's right for baseball, and I can promise you it's going to be a great thing.
All right, Aaron. Well, I'm sure we'll talk again soon, and congratulations on this.
Thanks. Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. There you go, Aaron Flaker. A lot of subjects there. We'll circle back here. We come back on the other side and get into that a little bit. If you want to get into 679-680, UPS Jobs text line 437-9680, we'll let you do that here as well. If you need some work done on your roof, call Carlin. Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal, 458-9898. You know all about that.
I do, man. Tommy Knuckles and his team, Jack Carlin, and they did my roof. They did Keith Pointer's roof. And again, one nail. They did it over 3 weeks. The only people who work every week in this town, Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal, baby. And my roof is beautiful, and we started a roof revolution in our community.
Roof revolution.
Like, legit, four different roofs outside of mine on my street since we did it, because they all had roof envy.
Mm-hmm. It's a real thing. It's a real problem these days.
That's how good the Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal people did, because everybody else roof started envy. Getting roofs. Yes.
Love it. That's something. Roof envy. That wasn't in the copy, but I like it. Online, carlinroofs.com, 458-9898, and tell me you're just talking about them right here.